three times a week, maybe.
I like it firm. They slant at your mouth easily.
The juices flow to the inside.
The shape doesn't enter into it.
Firm, chewy.
Once every 2 weeks, that's enough.
It's the best food in the world.
For some people, eating pasta is a truly sensual experience. The ritual begins as you twirl the spaghetti around and around the fork, inhale the rich aroma of the sauce, and take that first bite. For such a familiar and popular food, pasta's origins are vague. Legend has it that Marco Polo brought it from the Orient, but some modern-day Italians who are weaned on pasta claim it as part of their heritage. Wherever it came from, for at least 600 years, people have been enjoying pasta in a variety of forms.
Spaghettini number 3.
Fettuccine. Mac and cheese.
Rigatoni. Tortellini.
Spaghetti and beans.
Spaghettini number 3.
Fettuccine.
Mac and cheese.
Rigatoni.
Tortellini.
Spaghetti and beans.
Spaghettini number 3. Fettuccine.
Mac and cheese.
One well-known food editor projects that pasta will be the number one food craze of the 80s. And it's no wonder. The average American eats 8.5 pounds of it annually because it's relatively cheap and it tastes good.
Spaghettini number 3.
Fettuccine.
Mac and cheese.
Rigatoni.
Tortellini.
Spaghetti and beans.
Spaghetti. It's easy to cook. It's fun to cook. You can juggle all sorts of different ingredients and come up with lots of nice things. And it's nutritious.
What makes a pasta really good?
Good water. You have good flours. Flours, no white. From a little brown. It's pasta, you know, make you nervous. You eat for 2 hours. It's the best here in the world. The best. The people make good work from this.
Pasta making is an ancient art, requiring only simple tools and a lot of care and skill. But making pasta is also big business.
Take macaroni and cheese. You can put it together in a can in liquid form, or you can put it in powdered form that the consumer can reconstitute. If you look at mac and cheese, it's a powder. And she adds a little milk and a little butter and to reconstitute the sauce right in with the macaroni. Or you could go the instant way to make it easier and more convenient.
The people at Foremost McKesson feel that pasta has potential. In fact, they've opened a $1 million pasta research and development plant in Dublin, California. There, the food scientists work with the trained sensory people to create new pastas. The machinery they use is impressive. David Holmes, who directs the pasta project, leads us through the plant.
Let's talk about texture in pasta. This particular instrument here is an Anstrom, and it's used to tell texture of various products. And in pasta, we can take this imitation tooth, okay, and we can put the strands of spaghetti on a plate, and the instrument will measure the force that it takes to cut the spaghetti, or the texture, how tough it is. And we learn to correlate this information with sensory input. So we'll cook a piece of spaghetti. The sensory people will give us a reading on the stickiness and texture, and the instrument gives us a reading, and we correlate together. Some pastas may be more firm. We see stickiness or mouthfeel differences. Is that an important criteria to the consumer? Does he like firmer pasta?
Firmer pasta? Not particularly, no.
Of course, we are working on a marketing research side, determining what does the consumer want.
And what have you found so far?
I can't tell you that. We just have to wait and see what we come out with there.
But I couldn't wait, so I did research of my own. Most people like pasta the way it is, but some feel it's missing a little something, like chemicals, one person suggested, and glitter. And the shapes need some improvement.
I'd have little cars, the little Rolls Royces.
Why not pyramids? It'll stand up, you know. It'd be kind of interesting to see when you get a big plate of pasta and everything looking like the pyramid building, huh?
It's Dolly Parton pasta.
Dolly Parton pasta?
It would go over big with the male clients, yes, and they could make a Christopher Reeves pasta for the women.
But the question remains, do we really need more pasta?
Pasta basically is fast food. What do you need fast food pasta for?
You could always use more pasta.
Do you think we need more kinds of pasta?
I don't either.
I have this.
This is the pasta. This pasta is from Italy. This is the best pasta in the world. You don't have no problem for this. I don't have no problem.
For National Public Radio, I'm Jenna Allison.